Hey everybody, welcome to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, joined by Augie, as per usual, in the back seat. And guess what? Guess who's in Washington? Where to start? Well, the little narco-fuhrer is the little green goblin, and it ain't going too well. First the meeting was on, then the meeting was off, but the meeting is definitely back on. And as we speak, it seems that poor little Mr. Zelensky, in a very stylish black tracksuit, didn't even bother putting on the suit on going to the White House, bad move, is getting his ass chewed off by the Big Don and J.D. Vance. Augie, run the video, boy.
Let's run it.
But he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, J.D., you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr.
are not...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel
here comes Trump
in the future. God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless.
You don't
God
know
bless.
That. You don't know that.
He's doomed. This guy is finished. He's finished.
To solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
Remember. Whoa, bro,
you're
you
in
came.
Position
you turned around and you found out, Mr. Z. It's
you're
game over for Zelensky.
We're going to feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You're
right now not in a very good position. You've allowed
from
yourself
very,
to be in a very bad position.
Oh, this is from this guy is a fool.
War, you're not
Mr.
in a good position.
I don't have
the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
But right now, you don't have
not playing cards.
You're gambling with the lives of millions.
Augie, he's fighting with the President of the United States in the Oval Office, right?
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm with all respect to you.
Far more than a lot of people said they should.
Big Don is mad.
Thank you once.
Is it over yet?
No.
This is
even
so cringy.
You said thank
even
you.
Today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition.
Here we go. You campaigned for Kamala.
Appreciation for
I hate to tell you so.
And the president who's trying to save your country.
That's just incredible. He's so f***ed right now, yeah? He's so over. And guess what? The Big Don is completely right, you know? Billions and billions of dollars of hard-earned American taxpayers' cash. A lot of problems in the United States. People naively, maybe, got behind Ukraine. And the Big Don is kind of really laying it out now for Zelensky, right? Check this out. You're just not thankful. And that's the case. Plenty of people here in Russia and around Europe now are learning just how grateful the Ukrainians have been for all the help they got. Eating bread is soon forgotten, Don. An old Irish saying. Run the video, Augie.
It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia. The 51 agents.
Looks
the
Zelensky's
whole thing was a scam.
Face.
And he had to put up with
I love this.
Being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't
Whoa,
think it's going to be
go
pretty,
on the big
but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
pal.
All right, I think we've seen enough. What do you think, huh?
So as the cringe fest of the century goes on, with the narco Fuhrer arriving in a black tracksuit into the Oval Office to a country that gave him probably $300 billion of aid to lecture the Big Don and J.D. Vance about what the American people feel, to try this bullshit that the Russians are going to come and steal their barbecues. It's just incredible to watch. Maybe the narco Fuhrer should have taken, you know, a bit of a more touchy-feely, avenue of approach, Uggy, with the Big Don. He maybe should have reached out and touched him, just like our friend, the greasy Frenchman, Mini Macroleon, who turned up there, had a bit of a brain in his head, didn't quite do a Zelensky, kind of a bit of face acrobatics when the Big Don was saying that, you know, he's never going to join NATO. Let's have a look at Macroleon getting up close and personal with the Big Don. Run the video, Oggy.
What the? I don't know. Ooh, the lingering finger. Ooh, a bit slimy.
That is the most beautiful language.
Macroleon kind of pushes the Big Don's hand back. Ooh, all a bit creepy.
So it's just as well that all Americans are really tuned into what's going on politically in the country, right, Oggy? That they know exactly, for example, what's going on the global stage. They know who is in charge when, who is the cause of what. Yeah, Oggy, you think so? Run the video.
Trump's been in office for a month so far. What are your thoughts?
I'm not very pleased with it. What did he do when he was in there?
What was going on in Ukraine when he was in there?
No.
When did the war in Ukraine start?
Under Joe Biden.
They haven't got a clue. And, you know, let's face it, maybe it's just as well that some Americans don't know what's going on in the country, because some of the that's going on is completely insane. Let's take Janet T. Mills, the governor of Maine, Democrat governor, and she's decided, like many in the global homo movement, that they're going to actually nail themselves to the cross on a hill, a particular hill, and that hill is the fact that men dressed as women are going to be allowed to continue to participate in women's sports. Like the Algerian guy in the Olympics beating the crap out of female boxers. 7'6" Yeti impersonator swimming the butterfly against school kids in the pool. And, you know, Janet T. Mills has run into trouble with the Big Don previously. We're going to have a look at what she does in her spare time in a moment. But let's have a look at a little interaction she had with the Big Don himself. Run the video, Oggy.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah.
Are you not going to comply with it? We are the federal law.
We are the law.
You better do it.
Judge Dredd.
I am the law!
Because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. Mm-hmm. And by the
way, we don't care if we don't get federal funding. We don't care what you say. You're just the president of the United States. I want to look at a dude in Speedos.
Well, so you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
Yeah.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be
clear
a really
as that. It's clear as daylight. But of course, Janet T. Mills is a completely balanced individual, right? She's the kind of lady who likes to go play chess in the evenings, walks the dog with the kids. Soccer mom, normal kind of American, average American. These are the people who represent average America. Right, Oggy?
By this time, I think she does. An average American wants a hairy male participate in a Girl Scout sports, and he also wants to spend 100 billion gazillion for Ukraine.
And a dude with a bratwurst and two coconuts in a tutu. It's the only way forward, right, for America. Let's have a look at what good old Janet T. Mills, does in her spare time. Yeah, you guessed it. She's a fruitcake. Run the video, Oggy. When the truth comes out. I love this. There's nowhere to hide on the internet. There's nowhere to hide on the internet. Oh my God, you in a bin sack, like in a bin liner, you know? Yeah, yeah. You done. And on top of this, you've got trans activists, you know, tail wagging the dog, you know. It's a small, very small, a marginal percentage of the population who are transgender, but they're so vocal. They're out, you know, screaming at people in the streets. Why? You know, well, because they want a sanctuary. They want a place now, a special place for special people. It's all about being special, right? And they want to create cities, Augie, correct? Which means you can be trans there. You can be safe from the big bad Don who just wants you to be the sex you were when you were born. Oh, the criminal reality of it. Oh, makes me sick. Run the video, Woggy.
The city to protect me because the federal government won't. And if you think you're afraid of Trump, you should see how afraid of Trump I am.
Can you wrap up, please?
I do not want to be here. It's my day off. I do not want to be in your DMs. I do not want to be in your email inboxes. I do not want my creativity writing diss tracks like Kendrick. I don't want to spend an hour applying glitter on my face so that you will hear and see me.
I speak as someone who is
always this is a beautiful woman.
Like all the time. People refer to me as sir when I prefer to be referred to as ma'am.
People here are trying to control the rights of others, and that's not right. We should make Westeros sanctuary city.
They put the kid up there.
People, everybody deserves to feel safe, and everybody needs to feel safe.
They put the kid up there. That's disgraceful. This is not a legitimate medical issue. This is a psychiatric issue. These people need a psychiatrist. They don't need surgery. They're completely insane. Right, Augie?
And also remember, this is the hill a lot of politicians in America and in Europe are willing to die on.
So, what would be the most bizarre bed buddies in the world? Let's have a think about it. A bunch of Nazis, unelected president, grossly corrupt country, vast amounts of domestic violence, people trafficking, paedophilia, organ harvesting, all kinds of crazy going on. Gay people routinely beaten up in the streets, gay parades attacked. That's a country called Ukraine, by the way. Mm-hmm. Newsflash. And then, of course, Global Homo, who've completely, you know, thrown themselves head over heels into the yellow and blue swimming pool, and they're lapping it all up. So these dudes are supporting each other. Ukraine is meant to be a, you know, a place where everyone's free to do everything they want to do, which is a complete fantasy. Even the US State Department were saying it up until 2022. Then suddenly Ukraine became this virginal maiden skipping through the meadow, never done anything wrong, didn't kill 14,000 people in Donbass. Yeah, didn't knock out of their own people in Crimea. It's all bullshit. Let's have a look at the latest Ukrainian protests. Yeah, here, there, everywhere. All getting behind poor virginal Ukraine. The victimless crime, the unprovoked invasion. Yeah, unprovoked, my ass. Run the video, Augie. Yeah. Funny how none of these people are actually in Ukraine. Right, Augie? None of them are in Ukraine. Jump if you hate Putin. Yeah. These dudes aren't in Ukraine? The dudes in the previous video aren't in Ukraine? Yeah? Yeah, tearing up a Russian flag. Oh, this is gonna have a huge impact on the front. Of course. And here's a Donald Trump effigy. Yeah, this is a Donald Trump effigy dressed up in a Zelensky costume, a clown costume. And guess who paid for this? There's rumors that Mr. Yermak and Mr. Zelensky's political party may have paid for that very protest in Washington. Mm-hmm, nasty. And let's not forget, these protests aren't because they want more weapons to continue their stupid war, which they're losing catastrophically. These protests are purely because the big Don and Vladimir Putin want to create peace and stop the killing. That's what they're protesting about. The mask slips.
But wait, Che. I see a lot of able-bodied men at those protests. Do you think they're willing, you know, to go and fight and die for Zelensky?
Yeah, they're all over the place. They're in Ireland, the UK. They reckon there's probably a million Ukrainian men, most of them very vocal supporters of the narco-fuhrer's regime. But they don't seem to fancy a trip east, a one-way trip, one-way ticket, to die for the narco-fuhrer. Not die for NATO anymore, because we all know now NATO is never going to happen. Maybe it's for EU, maybe it's for von der Leyen. Who knows who it's for? But some people
are quite clear, and I'm not even trying to hide it anymore. Particularly this dude in Hispaniola. Let's have a look. Run the video, Augie.
How do you feel about Trump's proposal that we need to sit down at the negotiating table and stop at this stage where we are now?
Yeah. To be honest, everyone is in shock. And
everyone is in shock, most notably me, because I'm in Spain, drinking sangria and eating some tapas while my cousins are all getting kicked out of them by the Russians. Oh, yeah.
Because I think that our goal is to unite even more with Europe, so that it will let us in and explain to Trump that it needs to be done differently. Well, but he's such a crazy little man, so let's see what
little
he
man.
Do.
He ain't little.
Do you think we should go to the borders of 2014 year, 1991 year, or we should stop? But as I understand, you don't want to stop, right?
Well, actually, of course, if you ask me, I would say that we need to go to Kursk region further. We need
what?
To go to the Cuban region, because it is historically our territory.
And let's not forget, as he's talking about Kursk from the side of the pool in, you know, Ibiza, wondering when he's going to return home, after the next sangria maybe. My tan needs a bit of a top up. That in Kursk, the catastrophic and idiotic, you know, one of the biggest military idiocies seen in recent decades, this invasion of Russia, idiotic, that they've lost 75% of the original territory they've held. They've lost probably heading for 70,000 men. They've lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of vehicles and material and their best Western equipment at that on this catastrophic one-way ticket to nowhere. It's been an abject failure.
What would have to happen for you to take part in the war now?
This is also a good question, and a very difficult one, which I probably ask myself every day since the beginning of the war, and maybe this is an excuse for me. But I feel like I'm much more useful when I say I'm kind of bringing in the money.
When you're losing that number of men, that amount of people, particularly in Kursk, as the Russians power forward in the east, day after day, village after village, town after town, the Russians are winning the war. Kursk still needs a lot of men. So does the east. This fighting retreat, as they're now calling it, Mr. Sursky, great Russian general, needs more and more people. And as the sort of numbers stack up in the mortuaries, you need more and more eager volunteers, right, Augie, to head to the front. And you got to find more and more innovative ways to catch them. Let's have a look at this one. This old dude went out for a little maybe snack, bottle of beer, some bread, maybe ran out of milk, thought I'll cycle down to the shops, frosty afternoon. But he didn't end up at the shops. He ended up being shopped into the trenches of the east, or probably Kursk. A one-way ticket to nowhere. Run the video, Augie. Crazy, right? That's what it's come to. This is EU freedom and democracy. Absolutely insane. The next van comes along, another one. How about the 10 men that abducted him go to the front instead of this kid? Why aren't they at the front? Meanwhile, while the boys are knocked off their bicycles and sent east to die, certain people who are the biggest cheerleaders for this war, who would they be? Let's have a think. Lindsey Graham, he's probably one. Von der Leyen, Guy Verhofstadt, Borrell, Macron, maybe not so much. Schultz, a bit stupid, yeah. But the king of them all, probably Bojo the Butcher, right, Augie? And something interesting has emerged. Back in 2022, Bojo the Butcher was, in very serious trouble politically back in the UK. And of course, the distraction technique, the distraction strategy of all Western politicians is, we're all going to save Ukraine, the Star Wars strategy. You know, forget what's happening here, housing, healthcare, immigration, forget all that. We're going to go and save the world by fighting Vladimir Putin, who's going to eat your babies and, have a bath in your grandmother's blood. In reality, Bojo is a man responsible for the bloodbath. Back in 2022, he took a stroll just before Ukraine and Russia sat down in Istanbul in very serious peace talks. Yeah, this war could have ended back in 2022, merely weeks really after it started. But Bojo decided to stick his fat little fingers into the pot and drag the narco-fuhrer away from the table. Let's have a look what happened when he went for a little stroll and completely by accident accident, an adoring fan of Bojo turns up in a doorway. And we're going to see what happened to that poor gentleman, thanks to Bojo's interfering fatty fingers, very soon. Run the video, Augie. Oh, Boris. The wave of the damned.
He said more than thank you.
Дякую.
So,
Борис Джонсон до Києва і сказав, що ми взагалі не будемо з ними нічого підписувати, і давайте будемо просто воювати.
So who's the guy at the end? Well, we know who the guy at the end with the black ribbon in the corner of his picture. That's the poor man who died for Bojo, because he'd be still alive today if Johnson hadn't prevented peace. The second guy with the beard is a guy called David Arkhamia. Now, David Arkhamia was the chief negotiator in Istanbul for Ukraine, a member of Zelensky's political party, Servant of the People, which, by the way, is named after the TV show which got Zelensky elected as president, where he played a school teacher who became president of a corrupt country. You can't make this up. Lots of people would say that the British are just Germans that could swim. You know, the Anglo-Saxons, the Angles, Saxons, Lower Saxony, they're all Germans, really. Queen Victoria couldn't speak a word of English, apparently. Mm-hmm. Married a German. Interesting bunch. Let's have a look at the new Chancellor of Germany, Fred Mears, a big-time corporate executive. Now, but the interesting thing about Fred is not the fact that his grandfather was an energetic Nazi who used to name streets in the town that he was the boss of during the Nazi era after, Goebbels and what have you. Let's forget that, let's forget it. Everyone's allowed to have a Nazi or two in the closet. But Fred kind of made some differences during his campaigning. And then after he got elected, things changed a bit. Of course, demonizing the AfD, the Nazis are coming. The Nazis are already here, Fred. Just look in the family portrait. Let's have a look at Fred's changes of opinion pre and post election. Run the video, Augie.
Ich werde im Fall meiner Wahl zum Bundeskanzler der Bundesrepublik Deutschland am ersten Tag meiner Amtszeit das Bundesinnenministerium im Wege der Richtlinienkompetenz des Bundeskanzlers anweisen, die deutschen Staatsgrenzen zu allen unseren Nachbarn dauerhaft zu kontrollieren und ausnahmslos alle Versuche
der illegalen Einreise zu schließen. Is going to end.
After election.
Niemand. Let's have a look afterwards.
Spricht über Grenzschließungen. Niemand.
No one.
Im Wahlkampf strecken.
What?
Will die Grenzen
Fred. And while Fred, settles into the seat, he's not chancellor yet, mind you, but he will be. Germany's problems are multitude and multiple, and a lot of them stem from the fact that somebody. Guess who? I can't think who, Augie, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, depriving Germany, the industrial heartland of Europe, of cheap, reliable, clean Russian gas. Remember, a lot of Europe's post-war growth was down to Russian energy when the Soviet Union collapsed. A lot of things got sorted out. Pipelines were built. German economy boomed. And now they've cut the fucking head off their own puppy. And it's a show. The German automotive industry is in collapse. Chinese are looking at taking over all Volkswagen factories. Audi, Mercedes-Benz, all these great German marks are crippled and on their knees. And meanwhile, what's Fred doing? Fred is telling people about the oncoming tsunami of redundancies in Germany. He's talking about the wave of Islamic attacks on innocent civilians, stabbing police officers, children. No. What is he doing? Well, Augie, I think he's telling school children about how bad Vladimir Putin is. That's the priority. Demonize the Russians and scare little kiddies. Run the video, Augie.
Er schießt heute schon mit Raketen auf die Ukraine. Angst vor Putin zu haben, ist der schlechteste Ratgeber.
Can you believe this?
Dieser Krieg wird nur zu Ende gehen, wenn wir Putin klar sagen,
yeah.
Du hast keine Chance, diesen Krieg militärisch zu gewinnen.
You know, Che, it looks like he's getting ready to draft those kids.
It reminds me of a certain friend of his grandfather outside the Führer bunker meeting members of the German Hitlerjugend. Remember that? All that off patting them on the head, tapping them on the back. Good boys. Kind of smells a bit of that, right? Mm-hmm. Slava Deutschland. Well, that brings us to the end of another, roller coaster ride through the events of today's world, literally today's world. We've seen the narco Führer make his way. I'm coming, I'm not coming, I'm going, I will sign, I won't sign. I wonder who's Bojo behind that, by the way, Augie. Don't sign the deal. We'll do a better deal with you. Who knows what's going on in the background? But what we do know is that Green Goblin has just got a big old slap in the face from J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. And we do know that the Europeans are proving, as they make their way to the White House, that it's possible for a grown man to crawl while standing up straight. And we do know that we'll be here, same time, same place, Augie and I, to sit in the stalls with you and watch the whole show unfold. And we'll see you then.